Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. At times, nothing seems easy in business. Things can be confusing. Do we go this way or do we go that way? Do we choose this decision or is this a better decision? It's kind of like the story that people always ask, what comes first, the chicken or the egg? Sometimes business problems are just that way. So let me ask you, what's more important in business, capital or talent? It's something that you can debate. Yes, you need capital. You need money. You need money to start your business. You need cash flow to absolutely meet your payroll and your expenses while you are selling to people, while the product or service is going out, so that you can operate, so that you can meet your obligations. And capital is important. But sometimes people misunderstand and think capital is more important than talent. People will think, business people will think, you know, I don't have enough cash flow. Well, is it a capital problem? Or is it a problem because you're not selling enough? Because if you understood what your break-even point was and you were selling enough product, merchandise, or service, you would need capital to fund your receivables. But at the same time, there would be enough money coming in and enough profit that before long you could be self-funded. You need capital to grow your business, but if you're going to grow your business, you're using capital to make a profit. You're not using it to operate your business. So many times people have lines of credit or can borrow money, and they're borrowing that money and they don't realize they're borrowing the money to fund the business. And the problem is they don't have the talent in-house to make the business work. If they had the right sales talent, they wouldn't have a business problem. They would just have a cash flow problem. If they have the right marketing people creating the leads or the prospects, they wouldn't have a problem. If they have the right people in their manufacturing plant who get the products out promptly and keep their prices in line and their costs in line, they wouldn't have a problem. So talent, the people that work for you, who are creative, who have will, drive, determination, who get it done, who enjoy their work, who are always looking out to say, how can we do it better? That's part of your capital. It's part of your success in your business. Without it and without the talent and the talented people and the people who are committed and the people who are driven to success, I'm not talking about workaholics. I'm talking about people who, when they're at work, they are focused on the job. They know what the job is. They understand what their responsibilities are. They get it done, and they move on to the next thing. So look around your company. Evaluate the people that are working for you. Are you getting the most out of their abilities? Do you have them in the right positions? Are there a few people that possibly shouldn't be working for you because they're not really adding anything? They don't have the talent. They're nice people. You would enjoy having dinner with them. But this is business. It's about making a profit. And it's the people in your business. It is the talented work. It's the talented effort that they put forward that makes all of the difference. So let's take a few minutes, sit down and think about where we are, think about why we are successful, and let's duplicate that. And then think about why we are not getting the success, if that's the case. And let's change a few things so that we can become the success we deserve to be. This is Howard Lewinter. And, of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect. connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.